Good morning. We're taking Chayyadim Mekhtal Amad Hey. Now we're holding at Simon Beis, but to understand Simon Beis in Simon Gimel, it makes more sense to do Simon Dalet first and then go backwards. So, in Simon Dalet, the Chayyadim is going to deal with the question is how exactly do we look at the bracha of Birchas Hamapel? Is it a form of Birchas Nehenin on sleeping, which then would have the subsequent halachas of Hefsik? Just like a person says Hamotzi and then talks in between the bracha and the eating, he has to make the new bracha. It's considered a hefsek between the bracha and the achila. So we should look at Birchas Hamapel, the Birchas and the Henin on sleep with the halachas of hefsek. Or alternatively, do we look at Birchas and the Henin, Birchas Hamapel, as a form of a Shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu on the concept of sleep that he put in the world, not specifically on my personal act of sleep? So it's a Birchas Hashevach, not a Birchas and a Henin. So Birchas Hashevach doesn't have the same rules of Hefsik as Birchas and a Henin, because the Shevach is true regardless of whether I actually have the benefit from it or not. So how do we look at Birchas Hamapel? The challenge with Hamapel, different than regular Birchas Hanhedrin, is I cannot control sleep. I can control, barring any reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away my abilities, a person has the ability to make the bracha and put the food in his mouth, chew it and swallow it. A person doesn't have the ability to make himself fall asleep. A person can allow himself to become drowsy, and there'll be things which will prevent them from sleeping, etc. So it's not within the person's control to sleep like it is to eat. So it's going to be Birchas and a Henin. We're going to have this issue of potentially I'll make the bracha and not fall asleep, and then what happens? So, Hayoshin b'yom ein tzarich lebarach bracha zu. The cut of this bracha was not made by day, it was only made by night. Alvagav shenira sheik Birchas and a Henin. So, the correct way to look at Hamapel is the form of Birchas and a Henin on the idea of sleep. And if that's true, it's not logical to differentiate between the morning and the evening in that regard, by day or by night. Sleep, the Hanal of sleep is true by day as it is by night. But we cannot make the Birchas and Henin by day because maybe you won't sleep. Now, the obvious question is, so what about my nighttime? Even if he doesn't sleep, it's not a call of bracha batala. So we can understand that the correct way to look at the Hamapel is the Rosh made this bracha, or the Chazal made this bracha, for the fact that the Rosh puts the idea of sleep in the world. So even if a person personally does not fall asleep, that's not a problem, because the bracha is not on his personal sleep and his personal hanoah. It's on the general concept of sleep and the general hanoah which that allows. Okay, now he deals with he goes with other arguments why we don't say Hamapel by day, which is not our focus for now. It's just the focus is this idea that it was Niskan al Minagoylam. A similar idea you find by Birchas HaShachar, that the Gemara says that you make the bracha of the Birchas HaShachar basically on the Seder of as you're taking these benefits, as you put your feet down on the ground, you say Rekar Talamoyim. As you're able to put on shoes, you say a bracha of Shasli Kol Tzorchi. As you're able to walk, you say Mechim Mitzad Gover. So they seem to be specifically in conjunction with these benefits. Let's say a person doesn't have shoes. Let's say Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. So do you say the bracha of Shasli Kol Tzorchi, which Chazal instituted for shoes? This is a machlokes in halacha. The psak for Ashkenazim is that you make the bracha. So it's called a tabrachal seder olam, even though you personally are not putting on shoes at this point in time. So similarly, the bracha of Hamapel at nighttime was niskan al the seder olam, that the Rosh Hashanah created this wonderful thing called sleep, this rejuvenating power called sleep. See, when I personally do not fall asleep, it's not a problem. So, but by daytime, since most people do not sleep by day, the Chazal were not masakin the bracha. And that's the point that the Chayyim is discussing, why we don't make the bracha by day. But he introduces this idea of minhag olam. Another example, a similar type of an idea. The Vilna Gaon, in his beer regards to bedika, the bracha on bedika's chametz, he says the bracha is for the bedika. So even if I don't find any chametz, it's not a bracha levatola, because the bracha wasn't on finding, the bracha was on searching. Similar to the bracha of hamapil, which I make a bracha on the fact that the bracha makes me drowsy and ready to fall asleep, even though I don't actually fall asleep. See, he understands that the reason why it's not a problem of bracha levatola is because there's an element of truth to it, even if I don't sleep at the end. Because the person feels drowsy and he's going to bed. That is a true statement. So because just like Bidika, which the bracha is true that I searched for chametz regardless whether I found or not. So we have multiple arguments why it's possible to make the bracha whether you fall asleep or not. Now the next question is, with this understanding, is there going to be an issue of hefsek? That we will see when we go back to Simon Beis and Simon Gimel. Have a good day.